I can honestly say all the algorithms that are on my Instagram are different cooking meals, like soup, home decor, and engagement rings. Those are the algorithms on my Instagram as we speak. Now, Lord, if you're trying to tell me something, say it loud and proud. I just want to know what we're doing here. Welcome back, episode 77, with your favorite life coach here, me, Cecilia. We are here, people. I missed you. You miss me. I'm ready to get started. I have a life update to get to because life is lifing, okay? It's not just lifing for you guys out there, but it is lifing for me as well. So, I'm ready to get into it. So, life update here. Your girl is officially back in Middlesbrough, UK. Well, sorry. Yeah, Middlesbrough, UK. Middlesbrough, England. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back over here in Middlesbrough. Back at the home base of Middlesbrough, okay? Yeah, it feels good to be back because traveling has been a lot. It's been lovely. A lot of things I've seen, a lot of people I've met, but I am ready to put my feet up. You know, it's officially fall slash autumn time over here. So the leaves are changing colors. The weather is switching it up on us. So yeah, your girl is ready to pull out some hot cocoa and prepare for the winter because I know it's right around the corner. But let me tell you guys the most frustrating thing that I've re recently went through. It was very frustrating. So I ended up losing my service out here in the United Kingdom. So it was very hard to get in touch with my cellular provider to figure out why my service was off. Because your girl just paid her bill. So what the hell is going on? So I finally get in touch with the provider using my boyfriend's device. And they tell me, "Ma'am, your service was disconnected due to a balance of 1 cent." 1 cent. I said, "Are you kidding me? 1 cent?" So then the representative that I was speaking to, she was a lovely lady, you know, up until a certain moment, but she was a lovely lady. She stated, "Hey, you know, you could handle this online if you wanted to." "Well, ma'am, I really can't handle it online because you guys are trying to send me a 4-digit PIN, and that 4-digit PIN has to come to my device, you know, the one that has no service. So that means I cannot receive the PIN." So she states, "Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we can do it over the phone. And it will charge you $4 fee to do it over the phone." Now, this must have been God after this happened. After she stated that, I'm telling you, God must have entered the chat because the call then disconnected. I didn't hang up. The call disconnected. I called back and I get a new representative. And that representative sees the dilemma as well. "Hey, it's due to 1 cent. Okay. But I see you are an outstanding customer with us. You've been with us for a long time. I'm going to credit you that 1 cent. I will handle it. Because it's crazy that your account was disrupted due to 1 cent." So that nice gentleman handled everything. He credited me 1 cent to my account, and now I'm back and I'm better. But are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? 1 cent? America, get it the fuck together. Get it together. Get it together. 1 cent? Are you serious? You cut the service due to 1 cent? I could no longer even think after he said that. I'm like, 1 cent? Now, of course, I should be yabby that it was only due to 1 cent. Well, partially because I'd pay the bill. So I knew something was off. But 1 cent, darling, yeah, that's, you guys could have sent me an email. You could have added it to the next bill. Instead, you got the service for 1 cent. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's how my day went. I'm telling you, that was frustrating. Very frustrating. This happened yesterday. Today is a lovely, lovely Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out why 1 cent triggered their system. Why? Why? Well, I'm sure there's multiple people with higher bills. And here I am owing you 1 cent. And you just couldn't put that on to the next bill. Or just let a sister know. You know what? It says a lot about where we're headed in life. Call me dramatic if you want. But this says a lot. This really does. It really opened my eyes. Okay? I needed to release that, you guys. Seriously. I really did. I'm glad we just had a nice little life update letting me vent to you guys about what's going on in my world. But it's time to switch it up, of course. There's multiple topics to talk about today. But yeah, 1 cent. 1 cent almost took your girl out. Says a lot. It says a lot. But let's move on. Let's get it started. Let's move on. Let's get it started. Switching up the topic now. Switching it up. Because 1 cent is crazy. So, you all, I was watching Netflix, and I recently was watching the Martha Stewart documentary. Now, I've never watched it before, so I thought I should tune in, and partially because I've heard so much about her jail experience through different social media folks, and how they tried to just make light of the situation. Now, when I watched the documentary, I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm not saying she did what she did or she didn't do what she didn't do. I'm just saying I feel bad. When she went to jail, everybody knows jail is not a pretty place. It is nothing like being in a mansion at home. So I thought it was pretty interesting how people on the outside thinks that she had, you know, bills been probably a maid and then some in jail. No. She had to get her people skills back. She had to learn to be a little ruthless via jail, you know? So I think she came out not giving a F. She just didn't really give a fuck by the time she came out. So I applaud her for that. She had such a journey, starting with her parents, her two husbands. That darling is a darling. I'm glad she ended up making herself a garden to stay busy. Because, baby, the career was careering. Everything was everywhere. She had it all. Then she lost it all. The husbands, she were with the ones that she really loved. The next, you know, they're trying to divorce her. It was so much. It was so much drama in her life. Like, seriously, Martha Stewart, I applaud you for swimming to the top, because that was a lot of stuff. Like, just watching that documentary, I'm like, oh, my girl don't get a break. Friends just switching up on her. She didn't get a break. Oh, I feel so, so sorry for Martha. But I'm glad she was starting to see the snakes in the grass. She was starting to see that that's just life. And sometimes you got to see what the devil looks like. You know, you need to see what your enemies are, who your enemies are. And sometimes we got to learn the hard way. And, you know, they're just not your friends. Everybody is not your enemy, but some folks are surely just not your friend. You know, it's just crazy. I'm glad she got through it. It was a blast to actually watch. I think she should come out with a part two and go more in depth. But that first one was lovely. Martha Stewart documentary on Netflix. You guys, tune in. I felt my girl went through a journey. I felt it all being there. I didn't even go to sleep. I didn't even pause the movie. Like, I kept watching it down to the end. It was good, though. It was very, very good. Okay. Now, the next movie that I was watching on Netflix this week was Wayward. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's Wayward on Netflix. And I watched it for, I actually watched it for Halloween. It was not what I expected. It was a nice thriller. Basically, at the end of the movie, it was not expected. Like, I just wasn't expecting it to end off like that way. I had a clue, because I'm just going to do a spoiler alert here. I had a clue that the woman, the wife, has something major to do with it. Now, I didn't know she had that much to do with it, but she had something to do with it. That's all I can say, you guys. You need to tune in. Wayward, it's new on Netflix. The movie is actually good. The series was very, very good. It's a series here. I'm going to advise you guys to look into it. Wayward on Netflix. I wasn't expecting that. I feel sorry for the husband that came into all this BS. Mm-hmm. He was truly a good Samaritan just coming in. He was coming in to do his job. He a good citizen there, you know. He just walked into a bunch of BS. That whole town was on a bunch of BS. Mm-hmm. The whole town was weird. The whole town. None of them had friends on the outside. All of them went to one specific school, and that school was crazy. So, I don't want to, spoil you too much of the movie. Wayward on Netflix, tune in. It was very good. Martha Stewart's documentary on Netflix, tune in. It was very, very good. Like, those two really caught my eye this week. So, I'm going to advise that you guys look into those, all right? That's just the shows that I've been watching this week, all right? Seriously, tune into the shows on Netflix. Like, it's only right. So, I'm going to switch it up here because I was also listening to Kamala Harris' interview with Stephen Barlick. I think that's his name. Yes, so I'm going to let you guys hear that interview because I thought it was pretty interesting. I don't know if I'm going to let you hear it, but I will give you my input on that interview. It was recently on his podcast, The Diary of a CEO. So I'll let you hear just like a preview of it, and I hope that it gets you guys to tune in. His podcast is on Spotify just as well as mine. But I'll play a little preview, and I'll give you my input after that. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just be honest. There were times where Joe Biden greatly disappointed me and frankly, angered me. Like on the day of my debate with Trump, the stakes were so high and the president calls and he said to me, it was so unnecessary.
And you took something from that?
That his motivation was all about himself.
Do you think he wanted you to win the election? Madam Vice President, there's nothing you said I couldn't ask you.
Because I have a lot to say. And so,
Okay, so do you wish you hadn't ran?
No, but I do regret that we did not have more time.
And then the debate that came before with Biden and Trump, it was a car crash. I mean, this was clearly an individual that was very much struggling.
He didn't want that debate. I could tell something was a little off.
How'd you know?
Well, I could start with this.
And what about not going on Joe Rogan's show?
I definitely regret that we didn't do it. But there was a lot of games being played.
And then on that night when the election hasn't gone your way, what would I have seen if I was a fly on the wall in the room?
I was in a state of shock. Like, I haven't felt anything similar to the emotion I felt that day, other than the grief I felt when my mother died. And I knew what was going to happen to our country. So I'd had a hard time reconciling that we can't still do something about it, because I grew up in an environment where everyone was fighting for justice and for equality. So I do think about how different it could have been, but sometimes the fight takes a while.
Does that mean that you're going to run again?
That interview was so good. I literally watched the whole thing, listened to the whole thing. So relatable for someone like me, a government civilian. Babe, so relatable. Mm-hmm. I felt everything she said in that interview. Mm-hmm. Everything. Tune into it because I've already did. I've already listened. Hey, I'm just going to advise that you just sit back and listen to everything she states. You know, her book, 107 Days, is already out. I'm going to be tuning into that bad boy soon. But yes, that interview was everything every American needs to hear. Yes. Yeah. You guys need to tune in. Anyone that's even not American and is curious about our politics or curious about politics in general, just tune in. Listen. Sit back and learn. Okay? Now, this next clip I'm going to play is from our lovely former president, Barack Obama. He's giving his input on what's going down with the shutdown in America. The government shutdown, of course. So, I'll play that clip and I'll give you my input, my insight on how I feel about his clip.
Government is shut down and the Republicans who currently are in charge of Congress, they're not even pretending to solve the problem. They have not even been showing up to work. Not in session. Where are you? What are you doing? As for the president, he has been focused on critical issues like paving over the Rose Garden so folks don't get mud on their shoes. And gold plating the Oval Office and building a $300 million ballroom. So, Virginia, here's the good news. If you can't visit a doctor, don't worry. He will save you a dance. And if you don't get an invitation to the next White House shindig, you can always watch the festivities and all the beautiful people on Truth Social. The point is, there is absolutely no evidence. Republican policies have made life better for you, the people of Virginia. I mean, they've devoted enormous energy to trying to entrench themselves in power and punishing their enemies and enriching their friends and silencing their critics. They put on a big show of deporting people and targeting transgender folks. They never miss a chance to scapegoat minorities and DEI for every problem under the sun. You got a flat tire? DEI. Wife mad at you? DEI. What they have not devoted energy to is helping you. They have not put forward serious proposals to lower housing costs or make groceries more affordable. They haven't improved our schools. They haven't made healthcare more accessible. They haven't shortened your commute or prepared young people for the future where AI might take their job. And all the nonsense we see on the news every day, the over-the-top rhetoric, the fabricated conspiracies, the weird videos of a U.S. president with a crown on his head flying a fighter jet and dumping poop on protesting citizens, all of that is designed to distract you from the fact that your situation has not gotten better. They do it so you won't notice that while they're helping the wealthiest, most powerful people in the country consolidate more wealth and more power, your bills are still going up. And you're waiting longer at airports because there aren't enough air traffic controllers. And the program helping your kid with special needs was just gutted.
Preach, 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 Obama. Seriously, no, because the government is still shut down. Government workers are still required to go to work with no paycheck, receiving nothing. Yes, they're receiving no paycheck. Now they need to go to food banks to receive food. And that's taken from everybody else that's also losing benefits. SNAP benefits were getting cut. It's just all over the place. No one is willing to actually fix the problems in America. But yet, they're willing to build a $350 million ballroom. You know? Yeah. They're willing to build a ballroom for the rich to waltz and dance and, you know, heel toe. That's all I'm going to say. But seriously, it's just really sickening. Like, there's bigger fish to fry. There are real issues out there that needs to be fixed. I'm ready to vote all over again. Voting time is tomorrow, November 4th. I hope people have already voted because this is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. It's not even tomorrow. It's today. I'm sorry. Today's the 4th. Voting time is today, November 4th. I'm hoping everybody has voted. And this is just crazy. So many issues in America. No one is actually willing to stop playing the blame game and actually fix the problems. The other side is just not willing to fix the problems at all. But they're willing to build a ballroom. Like, it's just crazy. No, this is very baffling. Trump just decided to do a partial funding on the SNAP benefits. Just a partial one. So, no telling how long that those benefits will hold anyone, because it's just partial. The Americans are still grateful. We're always grateful to receive something, but it's still the fact that we're past not receiving what is earned, is we're past not having someone that is going to live up to their expectations of the things they stated they will do before they got into the office. It's just crazy. Employment rate is going sky high, meaning people are losing jobs left to right. Like, it's very sickening right now. Very, very sickening. As an American, I'm upset. I'm very upset. A lot of people are losing SNAP benefits, kids, disabled children, and children with special needs, not even disabled, just children with special needs, okay? Disabilities. Like, I can't even think straight. That's why I'm talking all over the place. It's just too much. It's very much a lot going on right there in the USA. And just watching our president just laugh at everything, it's very sickening. Oh, yeah. It's very, very sickening. But I'll let Obama tell you how he really feels, okay? I'm going to play a second clip from our former president, Barack Obama, just talking about everything that's going on in the USA right now.
We got a president who thinks it's okay to use the Justice Department to go after his political opponents. We got a president who replaces career prosecutors with loyalists who'll do what he wants. We've got a commander-in-chief who hires decorated officers because he thinks they might be more loyal to the Constitution than they are to him. He's deploying the National Guard in American cities, claiming to stop crime waves that don't actually exist. We've got masked ICE agents pulling up in unmarked vans and grabbing people, including U.S. citizens, off the streets on the suspicion that they don't look like real Americans. We've got an HHS secretary who opposes proven science, a top White House aide who calls Democrat, the whole party, domestic extremists. I will admit it's worse than even I expected, but I did warn y'all. I did. You can run the tape. And by the way, he warned you too, because he said what he was going to do. But the fact is, there were plenty of people who voted for Trump and the Republicans anyway. The government is shut down, and the Republicans who currently are in charge of Congress, they're not even pretending to solve the problem. They have not even been showing up to work. Not in session. Where are you? What are you doing?
No, because seriously, I had to run that last part back. They are in office, not doing anything, not trying to figure out how we're going to persevere through anything. They're not even showing up. From the looks of it, they're chilling. We are doomed. He've already stated that he was going to do this. So Barack Obama even let us know, hey, if you don't vote, this will happen. And it's now happening. Oh, it's happening, people. But shit, that's just life. That happens when people don't vote. That happens when people don't believe other people. And now look where we're at. We're believing the lies. We're living through the BS. It's freaking crazy. Well, folks, that's all I have for episode 77. Shit, that's just life. We're growing every day. We're trying to persevere. There are a lot more issues, a lot more fish to fry out there. So please try not to get distracted. Please try to stay focused, okay? Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you love in life. because we got to keep persevering. We have to keep figuring things out, and don't forget to keep voting. Okay, today is November 4th. It's time to keep voting. Okay, make sure you guys have voted out there. I'm going to recommend that you vote, read everything that's on the ballot, vote. Okay, Google everything that you don't understand, but make sure you vote. Okay. It's been a pleasure just releasing and talking to you guys and just woo-sighing. I had to vent. I literally have to vent. But it's time for me to get out there, make some dinner, smell the roses, keep it going. Because that's just life. And this is just episode 77. Thank you for tuning in. See you later. Hasta la vista. Bye.